Next one's called Solstice. And it begins in an airport, coming back from this backpacking area. Of course, it's quite a... You suffer reentry shock going from the wilderness to the airport. It begins in the airport, and then there's a flashback to just a very few hours ago when we were strolling in the woods and saw a bear, big fat. Once you see a bear, that's a real high point in your life. You have loose flesh and swaying back and forth, and they look very human for us. And also what bugged me up there in Idaho is the sun never went down in the summer. The latitude or longitude, whichever it is quite different from what it is down here. And my friends who live in the middle of that wilderness were just down this weekend, and they said it's pretty bad in the wintertime. The sun comes up at 9 o'clock and sets at 4 or something like that. But in the summer, it's the reverse. Go to bed at 10 and the sun's still shining. Solstice. At the airport, the fried chicken pops out of the silver box. Sailors, a crew of saints waving their arms, welcoming rescue. But there is the salad, a miracle cool by its side, a forest just cut, fallen in its own clearing, a puff of ice cream with a dot. And as you take it in your fingers, swing them past your face, the marrow swelling from the bones, breaking through the crust, you remember the names of all the children plunging naked into the edge of the sea. Up in the woods of Idaho, just hours ago, at evening the bear ahead on the slope, down on all fours, walking in circles, a man in a bathrobe with bags under his eyes looking for grubs. So that beaten you fell into bed backwards at 10 o'clock, with the sun high over the horses in the meadow, woke with its light still up,